alone now. It's incredible. I fall asleep in the middle of the bed like a boy king, just like, good night, Joffrey. It's fantastic. I eat all the food I buy. Every grocery I buy, it goes mirror, it goes bed. That's power, DC. Yeah. If I clog the toilet at home, I don't have to deal with it right away. I was so afraid of being single all throughout my 20s. I was terrified of being single. I used to just jump from relationship to relationship to relationship because I was so scared that I was gonna die alone. And now that I'm older, I'm like, I'm not gonna die alone. I don't go hiking by myself, all right? Someone will be there when I die. A doctor, a murderer, someone will bear witness.
What do you remember about Peter, Paul, and Mary? I think my wife and I saw them at Ravinia in Illinois. I'm pretty sure we saw them. I saw them somewhere. I think that was it. And here's the other thing I remember about Peter, Paul, and Mary. Every time I hear a Peter, Paul, and Mary song, when my brother was 13 years old, I think 13 or 14, he was in the hospital. I was about 6 or 7, I guess. And, you know, it was sad seeing your brother in a hospital bed, and he was going through some serious stuff. And somebody and his friends came by. Well, maybe he was more than that. Yeah, he was about 14 years old, I guess. Anyway, his friends came by and brought him a record album. They brought a record player in, and they got him this album, the Peter, Paul, and Mary album. But it was a used record. It had no sleeve. It was just the record in their hand. They brought it in so he can listen to music in the hospital room. And I said, that's weird when I think back at that. They just gave him a record without the sleeve. But it was Peter, Paul, and Mary. And I think I still have that record. It's got no record sleeve to it. And every time I think of Peter, Paul, and Mary, I think of that. Isn't that strange? It's 6:10. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here today at WRJN. Now, Molly Jones, our second district aldermanic candidate, was supposed to be in this morning. She had to reschedule, so she'll be in next week, next Monday instead. I think it's next Monday. So we'll have her in then, or next Tuesday. When is it? Now that I forgot. Next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, Molly Jones will be in. So she just was under the weather, and we figured, well, I want to hear 100%. So coming up this morning instead will be Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation, because coming up this weekend, it's the 4th of July. It's the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And she's going to talk about that, plus some other events coming up soon in downtown Racine. Kelly Cruz coming up at a little after 6:30 this morning. So, and between then and now, it's just me. I will be with you. Do you know we had the Raspberry Awards the other day? I forgot about them. I was so into the Academy Awards. And by the way, thank you to the movie mom yesterday, Nell Minow, for coming on the air with us and talking about the Oscars. I could talk to her for hours about movies. She is the movie mom. She's the movie mom. But we forgot about it. Both of us forgot about it. And I was talking to Brett Hoffman yesterday from Marcus Theaters. He forgot, too. The Saturday, always the day before the Academy Awards, are the Razzie Awards. Now, they're kind of negative. They're the, you know, the worst of the year instead of the best of the year. Razzie's obviously a raspberry. The 2024 Golden Raspberry Awards for Saturday. Worst picture of the year, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Now, the reason I was talking to Brett, I said, did Marcus Theaters play that movie? He said, yeah. It had a short run, but it did run. Worst actor, John Voight for the movie Mercy. I had never heard of that movie before. Here you have a major actor, John Voight, in a movie that's that bad, Mercy. I got to look that up. Worst actress, Megan Fox in Johnny and Clyde. Never heard of that movie. Worst supporting actress, Megan Fox again for The Expendables 4. Worst supporting actor, Sylvester Stallone for The Expendables 4. He was a supporting actor in that movie. By the way, it's not all negative with the Razzies. Fran Drescher was given the Razzie Redeemer Award for her work as the SAG-AFTRA president during the actor's strike. So she redeemed herself. She must have got a Razzie at one time or another. But that's the Redeemer Award. Goes to Fran Drescher. I got news for you. She was holding no punches during that strike for SAG-AFTRA. She was out there every day with those workers, with that bullhorn. And, you know, she's a pit bull out there, Fran Drescher. Who knew? With that voice, the nanny voice. Anyway, I'm glad it was all over and everybody's back to work. All right, daylight savings time was the other day, Sunday morning at 2 a.m. Here's a little daylight savings time fun fact for you. You're more likely to die today and this week in general. There's always an increase in heart attacks, strokes, and fatal car crashes the first week after we spring forward. Why is it? We're talking an hour. You probably napped more than that at work. So why 1 hour is going to change the world? I don't think so. That's what they claim. You like decaf coffee? Don't move to California. Lawmakers there want to ban decaf coffee because of a chemical used in the process of decaffeinating coffee. It's a probable carcinogen, they say. The coffee industry says, hogwash. They wash all the beans. Yeah, they have no they have no reason to lie, do they? I've never tasted coffee, so I don't know what the difference is. I know decaffeinated is no caffeine in it, but I don't know what the difference is in taste. Do they still make Sanka coffee? I remember Sanka when I was a kid. Remember when you went to a diner, the coffee pot, the pit, you know, the pot of coffee, had an orange rim to it. And that was the color of Sanka. So when you wanted decaf, they brought out the orange rim. I think Nescafe came out with a decaf coffee, which is green. So they had green rims. And people say, well, where do they sell them? They didn't. Sanka mailed out tens of thousands of these coffee pots to restaurants and diners all over America. So when you said decaf, you thought orange, you thought Sanka. Now, Nescafe did the same thing with green. They mailed out thousands of them, and they wanted green to mean decaf, but orange was already in the psyche, so it didn't work with green. Stayed with orange. So I don't know. Do they still use orange for decaf when you go into a diner or a restaurant? I don't know. I never ordered coffee in my life. I never tasted it. I'm not sure. Speaking about restaurants, a restaurant in Chicago is selling a soup. Are you ready for this? For $1,893. It's made with a rare cognac, caviar, red snapper from the Gulf of Mexico, and edible gold flakes. So you eat the gold. It's being served for a limited time at the Colonial Room at the Drake in Oak Brook. They have a signature dish called Bookbinder Soup. It only costs $10. Now, this is the same soup, but with like a luxurious upgrade. Who's going to pay $1,800 for a bowl of soup? Did you know there was an iPhone before Apple? Yeah. Cisco released a product called the iPhone in 1998. It was a desk phone with a sliding keyboard and a touchpad. It flopped. Nobody bought it. However, Apple used the name iPhone, and they were sued for using that name 9 years later. The lawsuit eventually was settled, and Cisco got some money from Apple. You know, it's funny. The other day, we were watching Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild without telling you the plot or anything. I said to the people sitting in front of me, you know, if you can go back in time and talk to your younger self, what would you say? And they didn't say anything. I said, you know what I would say? Buy Apple. When it comes out of the stock market, buy all the Apple stock you can. That's what I would say to my younger self. All right. This is a nice story of love. Are you ready? A 100-year-old World War II vet named Harold Terrens is being honored in France this June for an event at the 80th anniversary of D-Day. He's also planning to get married right there. He's been dating a 96-year-old woman since 2021. They're in love. Now, I know there's an age difference of 4 years. I know that. But they're in love. So that's going to go by the wayside, and they're just going to be together. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Okay, we've got some tickets to give away to country platinum recording artist Riley Green at the Wisconsin State Fair main stage Wednesday, August 7th. He'll be on the main stage with another fellow country sensation, Avery Anna. You want to go? All right. Give a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go to the Wisconsin State Fair to see Riley Green rocking the house with country music on Wednesday, August 7th. 262-634-9756. Sounds like a deal, huh? All right. I don't want to forget to tell you about the Royal Family Kids Camp. Now, this is going to be a month-long thing we're talking about. The Royal Family Kids Camp is in Lake Geneva, and it's for foster children. For 1 week out of the year, they take them to summer camp and let them be kids again. They forget all their problems, all their anxieties. Little kids shouldn't have problems and anxieties. But we need your money. So to get it, we have four tickets to go see the Bucks-Celtics game at Five Serve Forum, April 9th, 6:30 p.m. You get free parking. Each ticket gets $10 on the Bucks app, so you can spend the 10 bucks. And you'll get free parking at the Fifth Street parking garage right nearby. Now, the top bid, last time I checked, was $1,200 for all four tickets. We're looking for a lot more. If you can bid more, go to WRJN.com/bucks. 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 100% of the money goes to the Royal Family Kids Camp in Lake Geneva. Let these kids be kids for 1 week this summer. 618, make it 619 at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. WRJN Radio, sunny today with a hot air 67. You know, I was outside last night. I was moving my car, and I put my winter coat on, and it was like summer. It was like 70 degrees. I think it was 74 degrees. I couldn't believe it. It was gorgeous. I didn't want to go inside, but I was tired. That's not what it said. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 41, and partly sunny with a hot air 47 degrees tomorrow. Right now, it's clear in 52. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your. got the Bucks at Sacramento to take on the Kings at 8:30 on WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. We have got the St. Patty's Day Parade. I wish I had a nice Irish accent. St. Patty's Day Parade. Oh, it's going to be fun today. It's coming up this weekend. We're going to talk about it with Kelly Cruz from the DRC, the Downtown Racine Corporation, in just a few minutes from now. This story made national headlines over the weekend. It's a feel-good story. I think you're going to like this. This is going to make you feel good about humanity. I know there's so many news stories out there where you just want to say, humans really suck. But not after you hear this story. A Walmart janitor in Arkansas was walking 5 miles to work each day until a member of his community stepped up to help. People around town called the man Mr. Bill. A couple of years ago, a woman named Christy Conrad, and remember that name, offered him a ride. Learned he couldn't drive because he was legally blind and started driving him wherever she could. Then a few months ago, she launched a Facebook group called Mr. Bill's Village to see if other people might want to volunteer to help. Over 3,000 people joined. They just pick him up whenever they see him, give him a ride. The owner of a car dealership called Puckett Auto Group also heard about it. They thought he just needed a car. When they found that he couldn't drive, they decided to give the car to Christy Conrad, and said, see, it pays to help people. Look at these 3,000 people signed up to help this guy get to work every day at Walmart because he can't drive a car. He's legally blind. I'm telling you, you hear the news about horrible things going on. Forget about those horrible things for a few minutes. There are nice people out there like this person. Nice people out there doing stuff. We just don't hear about them. I'm going to tell you about them. But it's easier to tell you about the crooks and, you know, politics and everything like that. No, this is good people. There are a lot of good people out there. So congratulations to Christy for starting that for Mr. Bill and Mr. Bill's Village. Artists like to see their fans standing up in concerts. Here's a nice faux pas. But is it a crime if they stay seated? And should the artist call them out if they don't stand up? Well, Madonna decided to call out a fan at one of her concerts, then realized he was in a wheelchair. She said, oh, okay, politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here. Ooh, what a mistake. I guess it happens. A good friend of mine, my program director at a station I worked at in Milwaukee, was in a wheelchair. And he's been, you know, by the time I met him, he was in his 40s, but he's been in a wheelchair since he's 11 years old. And after, you know, 10 years with him, we had to go around with that wheelchair a lot. I remember once we were at the old County Stadium. We were going to a Brewers game. And we had the wheelchair in the back of my car. I picked him up, put the wheelchair in the back seat. I think it was in the trunk. We put it in the trunk because it wouldn't fit in my back seat. So we put it in the trunk. And we're going through, and this security guard pulls us over with his blinking lights, his flashing lights and everything in the parking lot at County Stadium. Said, where are you guys going? And I said, we're going to the handicapped parking spot. He said, what are you going for? I said, well, my friend here is in a wheelchair. He doesn't look crippled to me. That's what he said. Those were the exact words. I will never forget them. He doesn't look crippled to me. I was going to get out and just shove this guy onto the ground. But then Bill said, let it go. And we opened the trunk and he saw the wheelchair and we parked in the handicap spot. Bill once went to a game, he said. He was at the old County Stadium. He went to a game. And what they do is they bring you down to your seat, then they take the wheelchair back and store it behind the seats. After the game was over, he went down to get the wheelchair. Somebody stole it. He had no way to get home. He had to have somebody drive to County Stadium, bring him another wheelchair, and get him home. There are some mean people out there. We slept with him in that chair all over America. Went to Los Angeles, San Diego, Greenville, South Carolina, you name it. In Chicago, we went with that wheelchair. It's an adventure. I learned how to deal with it after a while because he actually came to the radio station here. We actually built a ramp in the back, and it's still there. There's a nice ramp for wheelchair. You know, if you have a wheelchair and you got to come to WRJN, you can use the back entrance. It's a nice, long ramp. We couldn't put it out front because we didn't have enough room, but in the back, you've got all the room in the world. So we made this nice ramp with a slow incline to it. And Bill he was doing some work for us here years ago. And he comes and I'm looking for, where is he? He's sitting in front of the building here by the steps, I said, what are you doing here? He says, looking like the poster boy for the American Disabilities Act. I said, you know the ramp is in the back. Go to the back. Go use the ramp. It's got a slow incline to it, and he did it. But I'm telling you, we went to the Consumer Electronics Show in Chicago, and the handicapped parking was by this big, giant, these steps. He said, well, how am I supposed to get in? The guy said, well, you have to go around half the building. I said, that's where you put handicapped parking, right by the steps, not by the front door. It was an adventure, let me tell you. We went to Universal Studios, and we were on a business trip with our general manager, and we decided, hey, let's go to Universal Studios. So we went out there, and Bill doesn't want to be the center of attention, but when you have a wheelchair at Universal Studios, they kind of make you the center of attention. Every time we had to go somewhere on one of the trams, you know, the Universal trams, they take around the movie sets. They had to take down the railings, remove one of the seats, get him in there, store the wheelchair while everybody's waiting. And this is exactly why he said these exact words. I don't do theme parks. I love that guy. He just passed away a couple of months ago, and I spoke at his funeral, and what a great guy. What a great, quiet man. Never complained about anything in life. It's 6:29 at WRJN Radio. We're talking St. Patty's Day Parade coming up in just a moment with Kelly Cruz from the DRC in just a moment. Irish music. He's playing Irish music because St. Patrick's Day is coming up on Sunday. I think it's Sunday. And with me now is Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation. St. Patty's Day coming up. And of course, every year is the St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Racine. And I was looking at the weather forecast. You're doing it on Saturday, right? Is that the...
Correct, Saturday.
And I was looking at the forecast, and you guys, or we guys, all of us have lucked out because on Saturday... we are looking for sunshine with a high of 53 degrees.
Ooh, that's about a 70-degree difference from last year, and I'm not joking.
I'll tell you, last night I was out there moving my car, and I went outside. When I came home at 8 o'clock in the morning, I left at 8 o'clock, it was freezing outside. It was like summer yesterday afternoon. I said, what's going on here? This was kind of scary, but
yeah,
I'll take it.
So, yeah, last year's parade was, I believe, negative 20 with wind chill. Was brutal, just brutal. So this, I mean, think about that, 70-degree difference from one year to the next. That's Wisconsin.
So tell us about the parade this year. When's it kick off? Where exactly? It usually takes, on State Street it starts, right?
Yeah, so the parade kicks off at high noon on Saturday, and it will start at State and Main, and then it will... head west on 6th Street, and so you can go anywhere all the way up to, Pepe's, that area, that roundabout. So find a great spot to go. It's going to be a great parade. We have so many entries this year, which is wonderful, and really some fun ones, a lot of dance groups, a lot of singing groups, fan favorites like the Lighthouse Brigade. We've got the Festival's giant cart, of course, some things that are just really fun. The Raiders always come out. Just a really well-rounded group of parade participants this year. So it's going to be a good one. I think then the weather is going to be, everything is in alignment. It's going
to
be great.
I don't know if I sent it to you. I sent you the picture of my dog.
Yes.
We were in the St. Patrick's Day Parade one year in the WRJN van, and we brought our beagle along. And he's pretty, he goes with the flow on everything. He doesn't, you know, cause a ruckus. So we put a derby on him, a green derby, on his head with a little strap under his, you know, chin. And we put him in front of the window, and he just watched everybody with a this green derby on his head. And I just thought, he went with the flow. He didn't try to get it off or anything. He just sat there on my wife's lap and looked out the window with that derby on his head. I took a picture of it.
There's going to be a lot of probably green hats, green beads, green, a sea of everything, which is really fun. You know, before the parade, of course, the Ivanhoe always opens up early, and they have their traditional Irish breakfast being served. So that's always a hot spot if you want to get down there early. Also, the hotel rooftop bar called Eve, that is actually opening up at 10 a.m. So if you want a really cool spot to watch the parade, get there at 10 o'clock and you can watch it from their rooftop, which
and don't
is really
just cool and just don't spot. Go up there and ask for a glass of water. Go up there and you got to buy something.
Exactly. Yes. Please, please patronize them if you're going to do that.
Yeah, that's not nice.
And then, and then I know post-parade, Reef Point Brew House has a lot of things planned for post-parade festivities. So, you know, they have their hangover mimosa, you know, flights, their margarita flights. They're making Irish margaritas. They're doing corned beef and cabbage. And, I mean, they have a whole Irish menu. So if you're looking for, I mean, if it's going to be a beautiful day, what better place than to kind of, you know, go watch the right on the water there too after. So there's so many great places you can go downtown. It's just really, the choices are endless.
Well, my wife bought a bunch of corned beef and sauerkraut the other day. She can get cabbage, but she got sauerkraut to make Reuben sandwiches for St. Patrick's Day. I will not touch it. I have never eaten sauerkraut in my life. I don't plan on it. I'm not a big fan of corned beef, although I do like pastrami. But this will be hers, and I will just have a turkey sandwich instead. But she does the whole thing on St. Patrick's Day. She's got to have that. And so we'll probably be at the parade. I think I told you one year, there was a little girl they took a picture of for the newspaper.
No, your foot was in the... Your foot was famous.
My foot was in the picture. And when the picture was on the cover of the newspaper, I said, that's my foot. It was next to the little girl. I said, so I made it in there. So St. Patrick's Day coming up this weekend, this Saturday. Sunday is St. Patrick's Day, but the parade will be Saturday, and it kicks off at State Street headed south. And what does it turn on, the 6th?
6th Street headed west.
All right. So it's a quick parade, but a lot of floats in there, a lot of music, a lot of fun, a lot of participation, so you want to get down there. That's on the 16th, the day before, actually, St. Patrick's Day. But coming up in April, real quickly, we've got two events coming up. The Candy Hop from noon to 2 on April 6th.
Yes. We've got, 30 to 40 businesses are participating in this, and it's just a spinoff of Easter. You know, you can go walk around downtown, feel that spring air, and you're going to be treated with candy giveaways and all sorts of fun stuff for, you know, for kids. It's a great day to be downtown and just kind of explore and get the kids out of the house.
Yeah, get me out of the house. I sit at home all day. The Seltzer Stroll is coming up on April 20th, a little over a month away.
Yeah, we've really hunted down like all of the newest flavors and brands of those seltzer beers. So if you're a person that really likes those types of lighter but fruitier types, it's really a great way to just sample all of those without committing to, you know, buying a whole six pack or something and recognizing maybe you love it, but maybe you hate it. And again, it's just really fun because all of the businesses really do roll out the red carpet. They have snacks at every stop as well. Everyone is just in a great mood. It's just, it's a good way to explore, shop, dine in downtown.
How was the chili ice walk back in February? Did that turn out good?
Oh, my goodness. That was amazing. Yeah, it was a beautiful day out. And actually, Pueblo, Wisconsin won the best chili. They really hit it out of the ballpark. They had a spicy jalapeno chili. And so hundreds of votes came in as far as who the best chili was. There were 16 downtown businesses that participated. But Pueblo, Wisconsin won 2 years in a row, which is really cool.
Did I ever tell you about the hot sauce contest at the Racine Public Library I was in?
No.
It was a tasting, not a contest. You were able to go in one of the rooms there, and they had 10 different hot sauces that were covered. You couldn't see what they were. They had them covered up. And you would taste it, and they had chips on the table for dipping. They give you a little thing, and then you'd rate them. There were 12 people showed up, and my wife and I were two of them. And until we got to number 8, everything was going fine. And then I dipped my chip in number 8, and I couldn't put the fire out. I got up out of my seat and started running toward the wall. Hopefully I was going to go through the wall and get unconscious. And I couldn't deal with the heat. And there was one other guy, too. We said, I got to go to the hospital. Got to go to the hospital. My tongue's coming out.
Was that bad? You thought you had to go to the hospital?
Wait a second. I'll tell you why it was that bad. And nobody else seemed to have a problem, just the two of us. And then they gave you milk there to kind of cool it down. After we cooled down, number 9 was okay. Number 10 again. I was on fire. I couldn't put the fire out. After the whole thing was over, they unveiled what they were. And number 8 and number 10 were cooking hot sauces. In other words, they were meant to be diluted. They weren't meant to be given on a chip.
Oh, but why did only the two of you have the issue with it?
I don't know. The other people had the tolerance for it. I don't know. I thought my world was ending. I said, I couldn't put the fire out in my mouth because, you know, it took a big chip load of it, because the others were okay. They were a little hot, but they were pretty good. This one, number, and never forget, number 8 and number 10. Number 8 just, it was going to send me in my world. So they're not going to do that anymore there. I kind of liked it. It was a lot of fun. But they had a gallon of milk. So if you couldn't put the fire out, you drank some milk and it put the fire out. It wasn't working with me on number 8, I'll tell you that. I was drinking all that glasses of milk to put the fire out. I was dunking my tongue in it and everything. Anyway, but that your chili wasn't that bad. What was the name of the restaurant again that won?
Actually, it was Pub on Wisconsin. So, yeah,
Pub
they had
Wisconsin, okay.
smoked jalapeno flavored. And Reef Point Brewhouse got second place. There were hundreds of votes cast. So this was a pretty big deal. A lot of people are passionate about their chilies. Pretty cool.
Now, you got to give people a thing to look forward to in life. If they don't look forward to anything, they get kind of down and depressed. Look forward to May 3rd, First Fridays. And it's Foodie First. What is Foodie First Friday?
Foodie First Friday. So every month we have a theme. So we started that last year. And so May, we're going to kick it off. Did you know that there are 44 restaurants and dining options in downtown Racine?
No, I didn't. It's a lot.
I finally counted them, and I'm like, wow. So, definitely go down, explore, try something new. You don't have to buy a ticket, but if you'd like to buy a ticket, we also have the Feast on the Street that evening as well, and 10 businesses are participating, and you walk around and you actually get food at all 10 places for one ticket price.
Oh, that's neat.
It is cool. So we've got things like Chit Chat and Eve and Marguerite and Vero International Cuisine and the Red Onion and even Sugar Shack is doing like an ice cream pie. So you even have a little dessert in there. It's going to be a lot of fun. All different international.
What is it? You blew over that ice cream pie way too fast. Now what?
Right.
You just skated right over that. Ice cream pie at Sugar Shack?
Yes, that's included in your ticket. Yeah. I know you're going to get Irish from Ivanhoe, Mexican from Mexico Lindo. Vero International Cuisine is actually doing 4 sample bites. Marguerite's going to be Italian. I mean, you're going to get Chit Chat is obviously Pakistani, so you're going to really get a lot of worldly flavors that evening. One ticket price. It's just $40 for all 10 places. So
you've
got to come hungry that day.
I'm always hungry.
Yeah.
Come hungry.
I'm always hungry.
Well, this is great. And just a quick review, the St. Patrick's Day kicks off on the corner of State and Main, and it goes south to 6th Street. So bring the family out, and you don't even have to dress that warm. It's going to be in the 50s. So, you don't have to dress in your winter coat. The time I was there with that little girl, I remember it was freezing cold. It's not freezing cold this time. You're going to have a great time. Just come on out with the family, sit, relax, and enjoy the, if you want a little nibble beforehand. You said Ivanhoe's is going to be open real early that morning.
Yes.
And so you're going to nibble at Ivanhoe's. Are they going to do the whole chalk thing in the street again? They do a whole thing with chalk in the street. They paint green shamrocks with chalk.
Oh, you know, you're right. They have done that every year.
Yeah.
Normally, it just appears. That's sort of like a leprechaun does it in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that is
always so neat.
I never understood when they... I mean, because you got to stop traffic for that, but they must. You're right. They must do it in the middle of the night when there's no traffic.
Every year, I wake up and I get down there early on Saturday morning to get out of the volunteer set up and boom. Hey, that's another thing. We are still in need of volunteers for the parade. Just helping... people, the parade participants, figure out where they should go and welcoming people. So if any school groups or anybody is willing to work just from noon to 9 a.m. till noon, we would be so appreciative. Message our Facebook page, and we would love to have any help that we can get.
You know what I'd like to do? Give me a uniform. I'll walk the parade route and say, hey, you, get on the sidewalk. Stop doing that. Get over there. Hey, pick that up. See, I want to do stuff like that.
Unfortunately, I tend to have to be that person, and I hate that job. Somebody has to do it to keep those kids safe.
You, get on the sidewalk. But I'm a little kid, only 5 years old. Get on the sidewalk, or I'll throw you out of the parade route. I want to be that person. I want to have a little bit of...
That means you can have my job.
I just have no power in life. I want a little bit of power. That's all I want. Before I die someday, just give me some power. All right, Kelly, you got a meeting to go to, I know. So I'm going to get you off there. And Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation. Don't forget, St. Patty's Day is Sunday, but the parade is Saturday from noon. It kicks off at noon, high noon, and it goes to whenever they get done with the parade. Hey, Kelly.
That's right.
Be safe today on your travels, and we'll talk to you next time, all right?
All right. Thank you, Don.
Bye-bye. Kelly Cruz from the DRC. Always good to talk to her. Find out what's going on in our town right there on Main Downtown Racine. 649 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, our civic media station. At WRJN Radio. The guy singing is a guy named Tony Burrows. Tony Burrows was a session singer. They used to hire him out to record songs. Like, there was no group Edison Lighthouse. There was no group called the Brotherhood of Man. There was no group called the Pipkins. He did all the lead singing on all those songs. They would hire him out to record the records, and then they'd have hit records, but they couldn't tour because there was no group. And one day it all came to a head on a British rock and roll show back in the 60s, I guess, early 70s, I guess, 70s. And all three groups were appearing on the show, the Brotherhood of Man, I think the Pipkins, and Edison Lighthouse. And Tony Burrows came out with each group because he was the lead singer on all those groups. And a lot more than that, too. That's why those songs tend to sound the same, because it's the same guy singing. 6:53 at WRJN Radio. Let's take a look at the news headlines this morning. Stuart J. Wattles in our news center today, keeping an eye on things for us. A missing 14-year-old from Kenosha is the subject of a search. The Kenosha Police Department is asking for help in locating 14-year-old Jenna Marie Fossil. Jenna was last seen at her home on 58th Street near 54th Street early last Friday morning. She does have a history of running away, but she's gone this time, but she's never been gone this long before. During her previous runaway incident, she was found in Milwaukee hitchhiking with a stranger. There are images of the girl online. At least a dozen area departments helped out to put out that barn fire in Racine County yesterday. The structure near the Cotton Exchange is a total loss. Four horses inside were evacuated. The Tishigan Fire Department got the initial call at around 1 yesterday morning with reports of explosions coming from the pole barn. Racine County fire investigators are working on the case and trying to find a cause. The damage estimate, almost $500,000. And the fate of Robin Voss and a potential recall election will be decided in about a month. Advocates aiming to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss delivered over 10,000 signatures to the Wisconsin Election Commission yesterday. Just under 7,000 signatures are needed. The Elections Commission now has a 31-day period to verify the signatures, and if successful, the recall election will be scheduled in 6 weeks. The Recall Robin Voss group is critical of Voss's approach to the 2020 presidential election. Voss argued that they were motivated by personal grievances, resulting in a waste of time and money. Stuart J. Waddle's watching that story and all the news today. You'll hear him at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour as well, with updates right here at WRJN. Our news director, Stuart J. Waddle's, who did a great job, by the way, at the State of the Union address. Thank him for that very much. Staying up late that night, then having to get up the next morning real early again. He's a good guy, Stuart J. Waddle's. All right. Did you know today is the fourth anniversary of the World Health Organization declaring COVID-19 a pandemic? 4 years ago. Doesn't seem 4 years ago. It seems like it was just like last year or the year before. But no, 4 years ago, they declared it a pandemic. And the rest of we were changed. Now, when somebody gets COVID, it's, oh, you got COVID. Yeah, all right, I'll see you tomorrow. Remember when you got COVID? It was like, I remember Tom Hanks and his wife. He was filming the Elvis movie in New Zealand or Australia, one of those down under countries. And he announced he got COVID. This was the first major celebrity who got COVID, him and his wife down there. And people were, oh no, Tom Hanks is COVID. We're going to lose him. Well, we didn't lose him. We did lose a lot of people. Over 1 million people died from complications of COVID. But a lot of those people had other things wrong with them as well. And COVID just complicated it. But still, when you got COVID, it was like, oh no, oh no. Are you sure I got COVID? Now you get COVID. It's like, oh yeah, I got COVID. I got a cold the other day. Yeah, I got COVID. And it goes away. I remember when I had COVID. It was 2 days that I was in bed. I still worked during COVID from home, by the way. I never stopped working. It was a little difficult, but I did keep working. And I remember just being sick for 2 days. And after that, the cough stayed for like 20 days. But I felt good after 2 days. It didn't last that long. And I didn't take anything for it. You know, just, you know, a Tylenol or something just to feel a little better. But that was about it. We did start something in a house during COVID, a cold box. This is a cardboard box we keep in the there's a closet in the bathroom where all the stuff is stored. And we keep this cardboard box in there with everything that has to do with a cold. So if we have a cold or COVID, all the feel-good medicine is in there. Got the Mucinex. We've got the, what else is in there? Alka-Seltzer. We've got, you know, all the cold pills, everything you could think of to do with a cold. Cough medicine is in there. Airborne is in there. Everything is in there. So the minute we feel a cold coming on, we grab that box, the cold box, and we start looking through to what we could take and feel better. We also started the bandage box, too. You don't realize how many bandages you have in the house. So we started the bandage box. And there's another cardboard box. As soon as we need a bandage, you go right in there. Every shape, size, gauze pads, everything's in there. So decided to keep that handy just in case. Hopefully we won't use it. For today's sunshine, highs near 67 degrees. Wow. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 41. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 47. We already mentioned for the St. Patrick's Day parade on Saturday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high in the 50s. Should be nice, huh? Don't forget the Bucks take on the Kings out in Sacramento. 8:30. 8:30. Jump time right here at WRJN Radio. We're at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and 1400 AM. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.